Hello, Mark. My name is Star. I don't know if you heard about me yet. I know Nurse Judy recommended me, but I'm not sure if she shared my profile and how I got to where I am today. Nurse Judy said that you wanted a sex therapist from our clinic who is an expert at playing a sexy submissive who loves pain and pleasure. Well, you found me, baby. I'm a self-proclaimed slut, a sex fiend, and a whore. I have no boundaries at all whatsoever, and my supervisor lets me get away with murder. I will do anything for sexual pleasure, for anybody at any time. I like women and I like men. I like to masturbate alone, and I like twosomes, threesomes, and foursomes. I like conventional and non-conventional sex, too. The kinkier, the better. I like BDSM and any other sexual fetish you could possibly imagine. No boundaries. That's right. In fact, my best sex ever was when three men were fucking me. I had one dick in my pussy and one dick in my ass, while I deep-throated a third man with his dick in my mouth. The sky is the limit with me. I actually didn't lose my virginity until I was 23. I was into athletics, and I was a super-duper good girl. When I was in high school, I even participated in True Love Waits, which is a religious chastity group, and I talked about waiting until marriage to have sex. I'd get hired to speak and travel all over Colorado, Utah, and Oklahoma. I went as far as Kentucky and did high school assemblies there. I was saving myself totally for marriage, but it didn't work out like that. I lost my virginity at 23, and I had a meltdown. I couldn't believe I was telling people this was wrong. I used to tell people that masturbation was demonic. I went through guilt and questioned everything and fucked everyone I saw. I joined a fetish escort service where men hired me to humiliate them. I went from watching PG-rated movies to having men wear my underwear and telling me to kick them in the balls. That was my transition. I really just like passionate, intense sex. I've always liked rough sex. It's cool when two people on the same level can fuck the shit out of each other. I like smacking, some choking, and a little spit. Stuff where people end up looking slightly bruised. My interest in rough sex started when I was masturbating one day and thinking about how I was taken at the age of 3. I didn't realize there was a whole genre of porn about it. The next time I was with my boyfriend, I asked him to smack me. "Harder, dude," I remember saying. "Smack me harder, dude." I instigated the whole thing. It got me hot and bothered, and my pussy got so wet that when he finally fucked me, I had the best orgasm of my life. I have these sex dreams, too. I call them my visions. They're where I get all my ideas and inspiration from. I have dirty dreams every single night, and I act them out with my clients. I call it my gift. And I put the gift into action. Once, I had a dream that I was a white sex slave, and some black dude with a humongous dick fucked me every which way but loose. So, I started asking for all of the black dudes who came into the sex clinic so I could live out my sex dreams with them. I think my visions come from being a very open, creative, and completely non-judgmental person. Are you non-judgmental too? This is a come-as-you-are clinic, so we accept you in the skin you're in. You don't have to put on false personas here. Any fetish you want is fine with me. We can get as kinky or as straight as you like. The only requirement is to end the session swimming in cum. Well, now, someone has to go first. And today it is going to be me. Next time we meet, if you're a nice boy, I'm going to push your buttons and help you empty your load. But today, you can just watch while I'm doing my thing. Was nice. I'm so sorry, but it's time for you to go. I hope you had a good time hearing my story and watching me come. And I hope you can come back tomorrow so I can help you empty your load. Bye-bye, baby. See you soon.